Hi. I'm glad you came. Please don't mind how messy my place is, okay? And that I'm wearing yoga pants and a t-shirt I stole from my dad. I didn't exactly plan any of this. But you're right. You're already used to it, of course. Silly me. Anyway, thank you for stopping everything you were doing to come here. And I know you're wondering, why on earth did I randomly ask you to come to my place in the middle of the night? What? No, it's not because I want to test a new tabletop game. Hey, I only did that once. Okay, maybe twice. There's something I'd like to talk to you about. I know the timing is really bad, but if I don't say it now, I might never get the courage to do it again. Can we sit on the couch, please? Sorry for all the mystery. I'm just really nervous. Yeah, of course I'm nervous. I mean, I trust you. I trust you a lot. But, it feels so weird to say it out loud. We spend a ton of time together, but we don't usually talk a lot about relationship stuff, you know? Guys, girls. I feel like best friends should talk about that too, right? I mean, okay, I know we're both introverts and barely speak to other people, but damn it, I'm rambling like an idiot already. Okay, I'll say the thing. I will. I've never kissed a guy. Or a girl, for that matter. I mean, I've never kissed anyone. Ever. I know that's not what I said before, but I lied. I lied to everyone, but most importantly, I lied to you. And I feel really bad about it. I don't want to keep any secrets or lies between us. I never really cared a lot about what people think of me. But there is one person who I do care, and that's you. I was afraid that if you knew it, you'd think I'm a loser or something. No, you don't understand. I know you'd never make fun of me. That's not it. Like, the issue is that you're one of the very few people I can call a friend, and I dare to open myself up to, and I don't want you to pity me. I'm a college senior who hasn't even had her first kiss. You know, as we grew up together, everyone else around us started to go on dates, you know, to be with people. That's normal, of course. I was just left out. I mean, you're the only guy I can even talk to without sounding like I'm trying to read alien hieroglyphics, so it's no surprise. The thing is, I always told myself it was because I'm an introvert, but, you know, eventually it would happen. No hurries, right? But then you had your first kiss as well at the end of high school. I was happy for you, for sure. But if you're an introverted, socially awkward nerd as well, and you did it, what's my excuse now? There's no other way of saying it. I was jealous. And I know how shitty that is. this is not how I should feel about a good thing happening from my best friend at all. I know this happened a long time ago, but the feeling never really went away completely. And that's why I called you here. I felt like I needed to tell you all of this and apologize for lying, for being jealous, for not being a good friend like you have always been to me. I'm really sorry about everything.
What? What do you mean you never kissed anyone either?
Everyone told me about you and that girl from the other school during the field trip. That's sweet, but you don't need to lie to make me feel better. Oh my god. The other guy's making fun of you that bad? For you to feel like you had to ask her to lie about that? Wow, I'm sorry you had to do that. People really suck sometimes. Damn, you... you broke me. I don't know what to say anymore. And that also means I've been jealous and lied to you all this time because of something that didn't even happen. Which makes me feel even more stupid, to be honest. I mean, even now you're comforting and hugging me. I should be the one comforting you. I've always been the best friend I could possibly ever ask for. Even when I really didn't deserve it. Thank you. Thank you a lot. Can we maybe, can we just stay like this for a bit? I really like being held by you. I mean, that's not weird, right? Just some comfort between friends. There's something else on my mind now, too. I'll say it, but only if you promise you won't freak out. You do? Pinky promise? I was wondering. We both never kissed anyone. We're both dorks who know more about quantum physics than they know about flirting. I'm a girl. You're a guy. We're both interested in the opposite sex, as far as I know. Maybe we could, maybe we could have each other's first kiss? It's the best way to get this whole thing over with. Okay, I'm sorry. I know, that it was a crazy idea. We're best friends, you've never seen me that way, and never will. Please, please pretend I never said that, and let's move on. I don't want to lose your friendship over a stupid idea like that. Wait. Did you say yes? Oh, that's... good. how do we, go on now. I never thought I would reach this part, actually. I think it's easier if we stand up, maybe? Oh my god. Okay, can I get closer now? I'm pretty sure kissing is a melee skill. Hey, making nerdy jokes is my only way to not freak out completely, okay? Can we just do it, please? I'll just, Put my arm around you, and... Ow! Okay, we should probably take our glasses off, and maybe tilt our heads more? Oh, heck, this is managing to be even more awkward than I expected. Oh. That's it. We finally had our first kiss. And there's no black hole destroying the universe. Did you like it? Yeah, I did as well. It felt a little weird, but not the bad kind of weird. Maybe we could have our second kiss? I mean, just to be sure. That's pretty good. Very good, actually. I guess there's a reason people like doing that so much. I wouldn't mind if we kept going. I mean, if you really wanted to. Sorry if this isn't the best time to ask, but what does this mean? This, what we're doing right now, you're my best friend, and that's what we've always been, friends, but, you know, we're kissing now, and it doesn't seem like either of us want to stop. I want to know what you think about this whole thing. Are we going to make out this one time and go back to our normal lives pretending it never happened? Are we something else now? Damn, am I jumping through things too quickly? I'm sorry. All right. I'll calm down. Thank you. I'm not gonna lie, I've thought about it sometimes. If there was any slim chance that we could be more than just friends one day. Yeah, of course I would like that. I mean, we have so much in common. We're both so awkward and weird around everyone else, but when we're alone together, we're still weird, but it feels like we complement each other's weirdness? I don't know. I like your company. When we're playing games or watching stuff or just having the deepest conversations about the most random topics in the world. It always makes me so happy. And sometimes when I'm close to you, my heart starts racing and I can't do anything about it. Like, I don't care about being a weirdo if we can be like that together. And sometimes I wonder what it would feel like if I could be your weirdo. Yes, I know what you're thinking, and it's obvious at this point. I wasn't only jealous because you had your first kiss and I didn't. It was also because I wanted to be your first kiss. I just like you so much. And sometimes I don't know how to deal with it. I feel so good when I'm with you, but this also makes me feel so weird because I'm afraid of losing your friendship. Then I start to feel jealous when I think about you being with other girls, too. And I'm sorry, I'm stupid. I know. I know you don't like it when I put myself down like that. Alright, I just need to know it. If you don't feel the same and you just wanted to know how kissing a girl feels, I mean, that's fine, but please tell me. How do you feel about this? Really? Oh gosh, I thought someone having a crush on me was against the laws of physics. I'm happy you feel the same. I really am. This has been weighing on my mind for so long. Can we maybe go back to the kissing now? I was really enjoying that. No, don't apologize. It's fine if you hold me by the hips. I like feeling close to you like this. And we might both be dorks, but we don't need to kiss like two 14-year-olds. Together. You don't make me feel pressured to be any good. I mean, well, everything's a lot better when it's the person you like, I guess. Your lips are so soft. I think we're getting the hang of this. I think we can try to go a little deeper with the kissing, but be careful, we already knocked our glasses off. If we bump our teeth too, the awkward police are going to come knock down the door and arrest us. Yeah, you know, you're right. Yeah, it's way easier when we stop thinking too much. Just let our bodies do what they want to. It feels really good. Hey, why are you moving away? Oh my gosh, did I my tongue? Did I do something wrong? What is it? Oh, come on, I invited you to my house to tell you something I was super ashamed of. Don't pull it's an embarrassing on me now. Oh. Wow. Do I really make you feel like that? No, it's not bad. I mean, if you're getting hard, it means you're liking it a lot, right? I mean, but I'm happy you are. It's not like I'm not getting a little excited too. I'm glad you agree. There's only one person I would trust to do this with, and it's you. I'm sorry. Am I being too forward? I'm just doing what my body tells me to do, like you said. Good. there's something I'd like you to do with me then, if it's not asking too much. I really want to feel your hands on my tits. But I've always been a little self-conscious about my body. Could you maybe, could you hold me from behind and touch them? I just think I'll be more comfortable if you're not looking at me. I'm sorry, I know that's so silly. It's fine. Thanks. Yeah. Now just come stand behind me, just like this. Are you trying to... No, don't worry. Unhooking a bra is a very high-level quest. Here, let me help. Now, I'll lift up my shirt and cup them with your hands. You can grind on me a little bit too, if you want. Hey, a little softer, please. Don't squeeze them like hogs. They're sensitive. That's better. Much better. Massage them slowly. No hurry. Wow, I can really feel something poking behind me. It's still a little hard to believe you feel like that because of me. But I'm really happy you do. I'm gonna grind a little harder against you, okay? Really good. Fuck. Yes. Yeah. Play with my nipples. Yeah. Do it, aren't we? Please tell me we are. Have sex for the first time. This is too much to resist. I need you. I need you really bad. No, my room is a mess. We can do it here. Just pull my pants and my panties down. Bend over the couch. No, it's fine. Don't worry about condoms. I've been using birth control for a while now. I mean, a girl has to be prepared, right? Well, you can start slow. I'll tell you if it hurts too much. Now do it, please. Now go up. Get a little more. Yeah, there. Okay, right. There. Yeah. I'll push it in a little harder so. Fuck. No, don't pull out. Just stop there for a minute. I knew it would hurt and bleed a little too, but don't worry, okay? You're being super caring and gentle, and there's no one in the world I'd want to have my first time with but you. Okay, from now on, even if it hurts, I don't want you to stop. Okay? Yeah, you can go slow, but I want you to keep thrusting until you're all the way inside of me. I want to feel good with you. baby. Yes. Keep going. Keep going. Yes. Yeah. No, put your hands back on my tits again. Yeah. Yeah, keep thrusting into me. It's weird to feel this vulnerable, but it's fine because it's you. Just a little more. A little bit deeper. Oh, fuck it. You're all the way in now. I love it. Your cock feels so hard and hot inside of me. Start moving. Please do it. Oh, fuck. Oh, this feels so good. I know, I'm very tight. I hope it feels good for you too. I'm glad, baby. Yes, please. Make love to me. Go just a little harder. Ah. Baby. Baby, I'm already close. I know. God, this is so good. Are you close too? No, don't hold back. I can't hold back either. Please. Just a little harder. I'm gonna come for you. Come inside me, please. Yes, come inside me. Oh, good, huh? I hope it was good for you too. Glad about this and everything that happened tonight. This really feels like one of my crazy dreams, but it's real, right? Talking about dreams, can we just rest a bit now, baby? Yeah, I'll just lie down on your chest and well, we did end up having our first kiss together and other first things too. I guess sometimes life does give you what you want, but in a crazy roundabout way. By the way, do you really have to go home tonight? I don't want to let go of my big pillow. Maybe you could sleep here tonight? You will? Hey! And you know, there's also a new tabletop game I've been wanting to play for a while now. I'm kidding. Maybe not.